Welcome to Cancer for Breakfast with Amy and Steph. I'm Amy.
And I'm Steph. Though we try to make Cancer for Breakfast safe and comfortable for everyone, it may not be suitable for all audiences and is intended for informational and educational purposes only.
It is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
We're not doctors.
We didn't even go to podcasting school. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Amy.
God save the queen.
Yes, indeed. The once in future. Beep, 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 beep. Special edition.
Emergency broadcast. We have rallied the troops. We have a lot to cover. Who better to do it than us?
Exactly. Who better? I mean, for most things.
Exactly. We didn't pick this hill to climb, but we've got our hiking shoes on.
I was going to say we've got our picnic basket, but
we have both.
We have both. Oh, yeah. So anyway, obviously, what we're referring to is Kate Middleton. Poor Kate Middleton. I feel bad for her.
Yes, I do, too. We just wanted to have just a space for our cancer people, our community, to just come to maybe hear some of the things that you're feeling voiced. Mm-hmm. When these big names get diagnosed with cancer and everything that surrounds that. And also, we are royal enthusiast freaks. Not enthusiasts, but what
freaks.
We're royal freaks.
In many ways. Yeah, no, Amy and I were down the rabbit hole so hard, even way before the cancer announcement came out.
Many a text were exchanged. We were on the Where is Kate train.
That's right. No shame at all. And that's actually something I would like to start with.
Yes.
You know, I think it's number one. I want to say right up front, I am a total anti-royalist. I think that it's a complete travesty that there are these like show ponies that are completely paid for their extravagant lifestyles by the public. But hey, that's why we won the war, babies. So not my circus.
And Steph says that while she knows every fact and tidbit about said family.
It's true. It's absolutely true. You gotta be educated.
Where were you on Coronation Day? Watching.
Educated in what you ate. I was watching. Absolutely.
Me too.
So anywho, I have been really interested to see this sort of these two factions form of people who are like very into the goss. Mm-hmm. And then the people who were like, leave her alone. She deserves her privacy.
Privacy. And, thank you for that.
And it, to me, feels very disingenuous. I think cancer people all, okay, not all, but I would venture to say most of us, mm-hmm. when we hear somebody has cancer, we go into FBI search mode to see what type of cancer they have, what stage they're at, what medications and treatments they're getting. I zoomed so hard on that hairline in Kate's video.
You were
I wanted
obsessed.
To see if she was wearing a wig because I want to know. I think that that is a normal response to unknown things. Mm-hmm. And also a normal response is to compare ourselves to other people. And as cancer people, we want the deets, you know?
True.
And there's no shame in that. I don't think that's like invading anybody's privacy, you know? Like she posted a video. I want to know if she's on Full Fox. Come on.
True, true. At the same time, when you hear of this, you go down the rabbit hole of, is it the same kind I have? Is it worse or not worse than what I have or had? Is it every comment you see on any thread. It's already happening. I was already sending screenshots to Steph saying, this is the crap I can't stand. I was on my little blah, blah horse.
Oh, yeah. People were acting as though Kate Middleton was already dead.
Literally, I had two screenshots that I sent you that were like, people
like,
are just...
So is Meghan Markle the queen now? It was like obscene. It was so stupid. People are so uninformed.
Heather Mariana, who has a little blue check mark because she owns a beauty brand.
Yeah, there you go.
Kate has cancer. Just read it. Does that mean Meghan Markle will be queen? Sorry, not sure how the royal order works. LOL. Crying, laughing emoji. She's not dead yet, bitch.
Also, it's not like, okay, yeah, there's a lot wrong with
that. There's so much wrong with that.
Comment.
And then Daniel in the South, there's your first fucking red flag, said, I'm kidding. Let me live. Okay. She said, Meghan skipped over everyone in the line of succession and is being made queen? Double X question mark. I don't know. It's like, you guys.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, cancer people, when you read things like that, that are just said so flippantly and ha 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 and all that shit, it's like, okay, now I guess we know how you really feel. Thanks, bitch.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and yes, we can laugh about it because it is so stupid. Like, those people are clearly like the most uninformed. I don't even know why they bother commenting, but that's the kind of stuff we see.
Heather Mariana with two N's and a blue check mark. Fucking tag you when we promote this podcast. Send us some free beauty products too.
That's the least you can do for this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's funny and everything. Like, people are so dumb sometimes. But the other side of that is, yeah, like, we see, oh, I guess you think having cancer just means you've written this person off entirely. And yeah, what you're saying is totally true. Like, part of that, like, FBI mode that cancer people go into is super unhealthy because we are comparing our diagnoses and seeing, like, are they doing better than me? Are they doing worse than me? You know, and probably a lot of jealousy and stuff about the kind of high quality care that she has access to and we don't have access to. And even things down to like the fancy wigs that she would have access to and just, you know, that she gets to be beautiful and taken care of. And so many people are struggling. People who have the same diagnosis, and that has to hurt, even though we don't know what her diagnosis is. I think most cancer people can venture a guess.
Do you want to venture a guess, or that's highly inappropriate?
I think it's DM me and I'll tell you my guess.
Because I am all for highly inappropriate. I just don't know if you are. No, we won't say, but we know. Just kidding. We totally don't know. I'm sorry. I'm such a jerk.
We don't. But you know, it's interesting to guess about it. And what the fuck? It's okay. It's okay to gossip about people. I don't personally find anything wrong with that at all. Kate Middleton doesn't even know that we exist. So you and I exchanging texts and stuff.
Yeah.
She's never going to listen to this podcast. Like, clearly we love cancer people. There are people. And if she needs some resources, we can offer those up to her. But obviously she doesn't.
Yeah, she has the resources fully. So, okay. Your view about privacy for the royal family, etc., differs a little bit with mine. But you feel, go ahead and tell us. How you feel?
Well, I think that this is an unpopular opinion, I think, but I am such an anti-royalist that I think when you have an extravagant lifestyle that is 100% public funded, including your healthcare, including your housing, and you exist solely as a figurehead, then you have no expectation of privacy. I think that it's a very rare situation. I think the US president is in the same situation. I want to know everything about that person's health because they owe it to us. I mean, like, I want to know that the people in charge or the people that we pay for, if we're paying for their healthcare, whatever, I think we deserve to know that they are up to the job. And for example, like in England, everybody has, like, yes, they're figureheads, but Kate has her own appointments, you know, like she's got these charities that she's the head of and all these foundations and stuff. And like, those are people with jobs who rely on her. And you don't just get to peace out for 4 months, you know, sorry, that's just not fair. Mm-hmm. And do I think that necessarily she needs to disclose the kind of cancer? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, number one, it's something that she owes to the British people, maybe not the rest of the world. That's fair. But besides all that, this whole thing was such a debacle that could have been totally avoided. Like the fake pictures and stuff, like mm-hmm. it's just so silly. There was no need for it. And what does that say about other people who, like, just let's say, you know, she has bowel cancer. Like, mm-hmm. what does that tell other people who have bowel cancer that it's so shameful that right. you can't even publicly announce? And, you know, King Charles is in the same boat. Like, come on, man. You have this opportunity to say, like,
yeah,
I never expected to have testicular cancer or whatever it is, you know, but here I am getting the greatest care at this public hospital. And don't forget to get checked. And men of this age are at this percentage of risk and stuff. I mean, like, right. it's just such an opportunity to do a public good that's been frittered away.
Agreed. And that might come later, hopefully.
I doubt it.
I mean, I don't know. I do think that they should be allotted some privacy just because they're human beings. And even if you are being bankrolled by an entire society and it is made up, you know, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. However, I think that every human deserves, in these emergency situations, in moments of huge grief, in especially when you're, the entire spotlight is always on you to such a severe degree, it becomes impossible. I don't know. I'm not saying what I'm trying to say very well. They handled it poorly. They handled mm-hmm. it poorly.
Yeah.
Who knows what was going on behind the scenes? How much of that was her being like, I can't yet. Nah, I can't just do something. I can't deal with you guys even asking me what you want me to do. And then them shitting the bed. Or how much of it was them telling her she couldn't, you know, whatever, whatever. That was all handled poorly by every party involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that being said, I do think that having some time is appropriate for her. Not having to disclose is appropriate for her for a specific period of time. I think that what is the point of saying I have cancer, but I'm not telling you what kind for both those fucking royal people? Why? But maybe it is because, as we know, as cancer people, the general population cannot handle hearing any tidbits of facts about the more you rein it into a smaller degree of like people thinking they know what's going on, people will just, they cannot help themselves. That is when everybody has way more of opinion than they even do now with just knowing that it's general cancer. But hopefully they will disclose that. But I don't know. I think it was handled poorly, but I also do think she deserves a level of privacy. And I think that, like, the thing about the kids, like, if that is a PR move where they're saying, say it's about the kids, because no one's going to give you shit on that.
Yeah.
That is something, though, that is so true, that at the same time, the kids were isolated, not going to school during that whole period. So who are they protecting them from? They're already protected.
Yeah.
But anyway, how should it have been handled? Like, they should have said,
I think in my ideal scenario, for me, nobody cares about me or my opinion, but
I do.
For me personally, thanks, Amy. I think that in both cases, King Charles and Kate Middleton, could have just, as soon as they knew, just said, hey, because like, then they would have gotten all the privacy they wanted, right?
I know.
If she just would have said it.
And you see it happening now. Everyone's backing off. Everyone's
yes!
like, we have deleted all of the videos we have made out of her. And it's just like, just be normal. Just be like, this is what happened. This is why we, whatever. Go on. Yeah, I interrupted like, you.
I just, you know, if all of this would have been completely avoided, if back in January, she said, I had planned abdominal surgery, and during the course of the surgery, they ended up finding XYZ kind of cancer. I'm, you know, so grateful to my doctors. I'm currently in treatment for it. My prognosis is great. I'm looking forward to being on the other side of this by the end of March.
Yeah. Like, I'm doing adjuvant chemotherapy, which is a type of chemo that is educate, educate, educate. It's medication.
Yeah.
That I will need privacy while I'm taking yeah. it or whatever.
And also, privacy, you know, say she is on FOLFOX. She could say not all chemotherapies make you lose your hair. You know, it's like all of these opportunities to step up and be, you know, transparent and authentic and educational. And just the royal family is none of those things. So yeah. I don't know why I would even suggest that they could be.
Why do King Charles and the fucking princess have the exact same diagnosis story, though? That is so weird. At the exact same time with the surgery and then the finding and then the treatable cancer. Like,
because it's not true.
But were they like, let's just warm them up with the king. Let's just see how they respond with that one. And then, you know, he'll be better soon. And then we'll drop the true story.
I don't know, man.
It's weird. It's like the exact
same story. My tinfoil hat is, it's on, it's firmly on, but I don't know. But like, so this situation in opposition to, say, somebody like Olivia Munn, who also came out recently about her breast cancer diagnosis, saying she had gone through breast cancer like last year or something. Now she's on the other side of it. She's in her survivorship era or whatever, you know. See, to me, she is a private citizen just because she appears in movies or TV shows or whatever she does. I don't know. I actually don't know much about her except that she's...
I thought you did because I don't either. But
I know. Here's
what, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. Here's what I know about her. She is with a comedian and there was a scandal about him like leaving his wife for her or something, which if she was going through breast cancer when all of that was happening and this and she was getting like dragged for being a homewrecker or whatever, like no shit, she wouldn't want to come out with a breast cancer diagnosis.
Yes, she would. Then she's like, poor me, guys. Hey,
you know, maybe. But yeah, so
also people don't always. There's always more to the story when people leave their partners. And
oh, yeah. I don't care about that at all. But I'm just saying it.
I'm just on her team because she's a cancer patient. Oh,
for
sure. Now,
yeah. I couldn't care less about anybody leaving their spouse for any reason. But anyway, she is a private citizen. You know, like she doesn't owe us anything. I think it's great that she has decided to come out now that maybe, you know, things have died down for her and she's able to offer a little bit of that education piece with the risk assessment test
fully
that she is crediting with her diagnosis. Amy, do you want to tell people what the risk assessment, cancer risk assessment test is?
Yeah, it's the thing that probably many of us with breast cancer did not even show. Yeah. Like I did mine when the Olivia Munn thing came out and like my risk value was like less than a percentage above normal, just like so not. But it's, did you become a mom after age 30? Heightens your risk. Do you have somebody in your family that has had breast cancer? Heightens your risk. Do you have, I don't actually remember what the other one is. It's like, maybe one more question. It's not a lot of questions. Like for how many things actually elevate your risk?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there aren't actually a few more. Not trying to be a bitch.
Like dense breasts, for example.
I think that they just assume that literally everybody under 40 has dense breasts because basically we do. But any old way.
But yeah.
But that's cool.
Anyway, it is cool. It's fine. I will also, I just want to give a shout out to Dr. Teplinski and the Booby Docs.
Yeah.
On Instagram, who brought to light, I'm not even going to describe the video too much because I don't want to get this woman clicks or anything. But there was this doctor, quote unquote, I don't know, you know, everybody's...
She's a freaking menopause doctor. She's not a oncologist. Yeah. But go on.
She was saying that it's lead time bias and like maybe Olivia Munn's cancer never would have developed into anything. And mm-hmm. so it's all lead time bias and
you're finding it because you're looking for right. it.
And so she's having all of these people get screened and then they're going to find things that don't even need to get treated. And then over treatment is happening. And thankfully, the Booby Docs, who I love on Instagram.
Me too.
And Dr. Teplinski, also great person to follow. They were both like, oh my God, stop talking right now. Do not tell people not to get screened. Like, this is completely ridiculous. In a time where all the people in the news are like, women under 50 getting cancer, getting, you know, all kinds of cancer. Like, why would you be telling people not to get screened?
I think Dr. Teplinski, is that her name?
Yeah.
Was on the Today Show or some shit talking about Kate. She posted it.
Oh, was she? Oh, cool.
I'll have to double check it. But I think that they like asked her stuff about it. I was like,
speaking of the Today Show, Hoda Kotb. Yeah. Hoda Kotb is also a breast cancer survivor.
That's right. Hey, can I read what some of our cancer people said in response to how they're feeling about all the celebs in the news and
absolutely,
etc. Okay, so let me see here. Emily says she has a lot of thoughts about it in relation to how it impacts non-celebrity cancer peeps, inability or ability to control the narrative, how this can happen to all of us, but this is an extreme version. The privacy or lack thereof, the sense of public approval and support, the norms media and public cancering sets for non-celebrity peeps, the difference in care and treatment options, and the possible benefits of celebrity cancering, such as awareness and more research, et cetera. Those are all thoughts that come for her. Brooks said that in her support group text chain, they have mixed feelings. Kate's diagnosis is particularly triggering for some of us because her age and having young children mirrors some of our experiences. I believe whenever a celeb gets diagnosed, it causes cancer muggles to have an opinion on things. In places we as cancer survivors have relied on to be cancer neutral, like the checkout line of the grocery.
Oh my God, yes.
And on the other hand, we are very glad the celeb diagnoses can bring awareness and knowledge to a bigger audience and maybe even more research or money. I am thinking of Biden's cancer moonshot in particular. I wonder if he would have even launched it without him having to witness his son's cancer diagnosis and treatment.
Yeah.
So many good points in that.
For real.
And the checkout line in the grocery store. Exactly. All these unusual places everywhere you turn is in your face. People are talking about it.
Yeah. Like I am not ashamed to say I like celebrity gossip stuff. It's like a way for me to zone out, like celeb gossip podcasts and stuff.
Yes.
And it is, you know, like I find it interesting and I am able to dissociate somewhat when cancer comes up, but when it becomes all about cancer, then it's not an escape anymore. That's my normal life.
Yeah, exactly. So Amanda says on the same note, as far as like liking all of this celebrity stuff, and now that is even invaded, right? So she says, I'd endorse the comments that others have made. My heart particularly goes out to these newly diagnosed. It is so awful when there is a media flurry. It's hard enough 2 and a bit years in. It's a complex one for me. I was diagnosed with gastrointestinal cancer, GIST, at about the same time and or same age with very young children. I'm preparing myself for a rough few days as everyone becomes an expert and my usual avoidance mechanisms, trashy pop culture podcasts, websites become cancer central. Even your own cancer podcast is talking about it. on the other side of the scale, awareness can be positive, particularly that cancer patients don't look like what people think. For example, I've had wonderful support from my group about my pet peeve that not everyone in chemo or cancer patient loses their hair.
Yes.
Regardless of who someone is and the resources they have, I imagine they still have this dark 3 a.m. thoughts and the soul-crushing mother guilt that often comes with cancer and every other fucking thing. She didn't say fucking. She used, you know, question marks and ampersands and such because she's classy and I'm not. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. On a lighter note, I recommend the podcast to everyone newly diagnosed. I didn't know she was going to say this. Okay, I'm just reading it. I'm reading it. She says she does. You saved my sanity many times. You will never know. Perhaps there will be some surprising contributions to the next Petty Bitch Fest. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I'll just read one more if that's okay.
Yeah.
Melissa says, my heart is going out to Kate and her family today, but not going to lie, there are some parts of me that feel annoyed at the privilege on display. Like, I went to work every single day of my cancer treatment, except when I was actively recovering from surgery or on the actual day of chemo infusion. Kate couldn't even have her hair and makeup people come in and put her in front of the camera to say, hey, conspiracy weirdos, I'm alive and just need some extra time and space right now.
I know.
And she says, I'm a Royals conspiracy weirdo, for the record.
Yeah, same.
Also, as a not by choice childless person, I get triggered by some of the so sad young mom rhetoric around cancer.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think all cancer is sad and awful. Not just people who are parents. I actually overheard someone talking about me and they said, at least she doesn't have kids. And you know, fuck everyone. Yes, it would be terribly hard on kids to go through this for sure. But let's not value people's lives based on their fertility status. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is right. Lots of other thoughts in here, too. I obviously can't read everything, but
yeah. I mean, it's so many of these points are really going to be difficult for us as cancer people to wade through in the coming like days, weeks, whatever. Like, it's true, that narrative of like, oh, she has little kids. You know, I hear it like all the time that, you know, oh, how are your kids holding up? And it's just like such a weird vibe. I don't know. It's a lot of, I feel like that's grief tourism, you know, like wanting to know how desperately sad your children are is just icky and happens a lot. And then, yeah, I mean, obviously I agree with Melissa about the disparity in resources and care between Kate and the rest of the world.
True.
But yeah, I mean, for sure, she's probably having those 3 a.m. thoughts that freak the rest of us out, too. And it is sad and it is horrible to go through. And I think we've seen with other people in the royal family who have had crises of, you know, various types that they don't really seem to get a lot of emotional support.
Right.
Surely they get all of the fancy healthcare that they want. Minus the mental health care portion.
Yeah, because think about how hard it is when you are the cancer person in your friend group and the normal people you come to with your problems and with whatever have no basis of true understanding of what you're going through. And those are your people you can talk to. And God knows how many of those people she actually has in her real life. But then when you have to consider that, I guarantee whoever those people are to her are not going to be people that can identify with what she's going on. She can't trust in anyone. She can't confide in anyone. She, you know.
Yeah.
God forbid she's going online with a fake screen name and joining different national groups or, I mean, international groups. Like, could that would be imagine? Hell, too, you know?
Yeah. It sucks. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, as opposed to people like Olivia Munn, like Nicole Eggert, who also just came out with her breast cancer diagnosis, the gal from Charles in Charge. And what else was she on?
Babe Watch.
Did you say Babe Watch?
Yeah.
That's a great, great, great thing to call that show.
Do you have breast cancer or what kind of show?
Yeah, I think breast cancer. And, you know, it's just, it's a trend of like younger and younger women. And like, I know that Nicole Eggert is, I think, like 50 or something, or maybe in her early 50s, but that's still, you know, it's still pretty young. And it's scary, this trend. I do hope that the more people in the news that are younger coming out with these cancer diagnoses, that we will see that, hey, this is a global trend. It's not just, you know, Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just older people.
Yeah.
Like, there's something up, guys.
Something up. And you know what it's not? Wearing fucking bras. Because this let me just have my moment, okay? And then I'll stop. But this stupid chick from high school, Candy is her name. I'll say it. I don't even care.
She would say something.
She posted this whole reel from some very, very stupid lady whose literal name's Karen, who has a whole page of conspiracy theories about every God-given topic you could imagine. And she did this whole thing about bra wearing and breast cancer, which is a myth, by the way, you guys.
God, it's a total myth.
It's a total fucking myth. And thank God Candy shared it with the world so that we all could know that the stats on it were hilarious in this video. She was like, they don't want you to know this book was written in 1995 and the cancer, American Cancer Society doesn't even want it on the shelves. They don't want you. They're like, what is that? Also, there are plenty of terrible cancer books on the shelves. Trust. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But then it was like, they found that if you sleep in your bra, you are have a 79% higher risk of or it was something like 79 out of 100 people will get breast cancer if they sleep in their bra. Like the number was like hilarious. It was like, what the fuck even is this? And then it was like, if you wear your bra for 12 hours, then you have a 62 out of 97. Like it was just weird.
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Like, of course I commented saying, this is not true.
Thank you.
Thank Good you. Job. Goodbye. I almost said something bitchier, but instead I went on my podcast and I said her name, Candy.
That's the way Candy. We roll, Candy. It is. That's the pitfalls too of having like cancers, celebrity news is
it's
yes,
all
everybody
over.
Does become an expert and you know, there's going to be a total influx of people recommending to us like fucking alkaline water and celery juice and all kinds of things. And it's great when it dies down for a while and then it ramps right back up when something like this happens.
I know. And also, I keep thinking of Bowel Babe.
I know. I was thinking so much of Deb, too.
And we lost her like a year ago.
Oh, gosh, maybe a year and a half ago. I think she died in the summer. But yeah, I mean, can you just imagine if Kate does have bowel cancer and like what an amazing pal Deb James would have been to
absolutely
confide in? And
she's a dame.
She is a dame. I know there are so many good cancer people, though, in Britain. And I do hope like Lauren Mann and those people mm-hmm. who are famous, you know, in the UK, will maybe Kate will like reach out to them or something. They can have like a little fancy lady support group or something mm-hmm. because, yeah, for real. I mean, you know, she for sure can't trust anybody to not leak information mm-hmm. or be out for her position,
including us.
And that's right.
We will tell everybody.
It's true.
I'm just kidding.
I'll take that coin. I'm sorry.
I know I'm going to start having, the dreams that I have about Britney Spears that I've had for like literal years, like I have like one every 3 or 4 years where like I'm the only one that can help Britney and like really? I'm like trying to help her, like she could trust me and I'm trying to save her. I'm gonna start fucking having those dreams about Kate. This is my burden now. Oh. This is how this is about me.
I like that. I have recurring dreams about Dick Clark.
You do. You are so weird. What are they?
Oh, he's this has actually happened to me my entire life.
Is he your dad in your dream? Is he your dream dad? Because
no.
Mine's Bill Murray.
No. Oh, I wish he was my dream dad. No, but I've had recurring dreams about Dick Clark since I was a little kid. And no, he's like my friend. He's kind of like my Jiminy Cricket. Like he gives me advice and stuff. Like it's totally me talking to Dick Clark, who is Dick Clark in my dream. Cause you know how sometimes famous people are like not mm-hmm. themselves. They're yeah. somebody else. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's him. Absolutely. And we're just like chilling and talking. But the funny thing about it is he's always black and white. Isn't that weird?
Wow. That is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, you're crazy. And I love it.
Oh my god. Yeah, who do we have any other famous people to talk about? We don't have a rats or anything, clearly. This is not a normal episode.
No, this is an emergency broadcast of the royal system.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be invited to the Royal Rota. Maybe this is our in.
I don't even know what a Royal Rota is. Share it.
Oh, the Royal Rota is like the Royal Press Corps.
Oh, they should interview us.
I don't think this is going to sell.
Hey,
this episode is not going to be the ticket.
Yeah. Well, sorry to add to the pile of celebrity cancer bullshit that every single person listening to this is already dealing with. I even asked our group, I was like, our private Facebook group, if you guys aren't in it, you're welcome to join.
If you're cancer people.
If you're cancer people, God. I said, do you even want us to talk about this shit? Are you too tired of it? Because I get it, but I don't know. I just think it's on everybody's mind. So it's nice to just have a place to go to say, oh, yeah, this shit is everywhere.
And our DMs are always open too, if you want to vent. You know, you can tell us to shut up. You can tell me to shut up and that everyone deserves privacy. That's okay. We can disagree.
And you could tell me that you have dreams about Britney Spears too.
Yeah, you can definitely tell us about your recurring dreams. Yeah. Or if you want to talk about something else, cancerforbreakfast@gmail.com. Sorry, that's this right. Isn't a normal episode. We do have one of those coming soon, but
it's like done. It's being shipped right now, but we figured we'd put this out now since it's timely.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, see y'all's lates.
God save the queen.
God save the queen.
Cancer for Breakfast is hosted by Amy Dials and Stephanie Lejeunesse and produced by Nathan McGeehee. Our theme music is written and performed by Vivivir.
Find us at cancerforbreakfast.com, Instagram at cancerforbreakfast, and email at cancerforbreakfast@gmail.com. Like flies.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.